This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down. Burns my feet.
The sun wasn't shining yesterday in Cuba. The president's plane arrived there, pouring rain.
Cuba.
But into each life, some sun must shine, and it'll be shining nicely on the businesses. Initial word is that there's between $4 and $9 billion in business to be done before even the end of the year, this year. A president going to Cuba seems to be on a lot of people's minds today, and that's why we are here on the Good Day program to discuss what's on your mind. Things that are sort of factual, I say sort of, because, yeah, there are the facts, and then there are the interpretations, if you will, the opinions, the commentary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have a little fun along the way. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with my friend Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn, my friend, is under the weather still, not quite sure what to think or make or do with her eye problem. If you did not hear us last week, Jennifer, in the middle of the week, actually, when was it? It was Wednesday, I think, that she and I and Roberta Fasanelli and Warren Eckstein, some of the people that are on the program, got together for lunch here in Los Angeles. And at that time, well, she'd been complaining for the week before about how her eye was aching, bothering her, and she wasn't really seeing too well. I think it's the left one. So she went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, you got a torn retina, which is nothing to mess with. So she went right away to a surgeon, and they stick a needle in your eye, and it has gas in it. She was explaining that, how it worked. And then I went to see my optometrist on Friday to get my eyes checked, and learned about a new procedure that actually will stitch in. I'm going to have it done, I think, Richie. Stitch in to your eyes not a corneal transplant, but what amounts to permanent contact lenses that they stitch in.
Really?
And, yeah, and then you never have to wear glasses again. You see, for they're there to take care of it. So
really?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check it out before I get it done.
I would let somebody else go first on that one.
Well,
you
no,
go first. Let me know how it works out.
Okay, I'll go first, yes. At any rate, Jennifer is going back through. She was let's see, when I talked to her.
I texted her last night, and she's like still laying on the couch.
Yeah, no, she hasn't moved. No, she hasn't moved.
She has to lay on the couch, either face down or on her side.
Yeah. So she'll go to have it re-examined. But what I started to say is they stuck a needle in her eye, the back of her eyeball, which has got gas in it. And that gas bubble is supposed to help bring all of the torn ligament back together because it tightens things up. And you can actually see, she said, through her eyeball, the gas. It's got it.
That's a little freaky. Yeah.
Many of you have probably had this, or not many, but hopefully not many of you, but a few of you have had it. And if you got something to share, help yourself. Here's how you share with us here on Good Day, 888-302-3684. That's a phone line that's monitored all the time we're on the air. Sometimes we have good callers, sometimes we don't. More interested in hearing intelligent things from you. Oftentimes people feel more articulate if they write the thoughts down, and that's okay. Facebook.com/Good Day, Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com. And yeah, the president is the first El Presidente to set foot in Cuba for 90 years. His wife went with him. Two children went with him. There were some human rights protesters that were out there. It kind of reminded me of the Donald Trump thing, only in Cuba. The protesters who are everywhere that Trump goes, now wherever the president goes, there seem to be a lot of people that are protesting. There have been plenty of human rights violations. Cuba's a communist dictatorship. Of course, there's got to be human rights violations. And that was cited by some presidents. I believe Bill Clinton said, no, we can't do anything with these people. Look at their horrible human rights record. Hello. Have you looked at the human rights record in China? All we have to do is say Tiananmen Square.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. Yeah. Any places. At any rate, Actually, Mrs. Obama's mother, Marian Robinson, went as well with them. They brought 40 or so congressmen who have a lot of Hispanic, or, yeah, I guess it would be the Hispanic districts. The Cuban dictator didn't show up to greet the president. Somebody made a big point in one of the Facebook postings that I saw. Well, Raul Castro greeted the Pope, didn't greet President Obama. That's a slight. Man, this guy should know better than to have gone there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, would you start to say, Reggie?
Well, it seems like every politician in the country, like, for example, a few weeks ago, the governors of Maryland and Virginia and the D.C. mayor went down there trying to, whatever, bring business to their local areas.
Yes.
On behalf of the community. What does Cuba have that's going to bring business to
Nothing.
Washington?
All the business is going, well, sugar maybe, but what's nothing. It's all for the benefit of America and Americans.
Well,
in the beginning. And then
the bottom line is the politicians are taking these freebie trips down there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're making an excuse. I'm going to go down and create business opportunities for Maryland and Virginia.
Yeah.
You're going on vacation, dude.
Have a nice time. Airbnb has moved in there already. One of the great things about Cuba is the vintage cars. Somebody's going to go down there, Richie, from one of these car
places. I talked to a friend about that, and getting those cars out of there was going to be a problem.
What do you mean, getting them on a boat?
Getting them on a boat. I mean, we could do
figure it out.
Ilian Gonzalez and just float the Buick into Miami.
There'll be plenty of ships in there as well into the harbor. There'll be plenty of, there's going to be plenty of everything. It's good for business. It is for business on both sides. The government will benefit. The people will benefit because there'll be lots of jobs.
Let's fly down there and buy about 20 cars there.
I go down. Yeah, I think that's actually a pretty good idea. Let's go down and nose around. See, I'd like to do a program from down there. As soon as they have no internet, so I can't go down and do the program until I get some internet in there. I remember Conan O'Brien went down there once last year, and I heard tell from a couple of people that were close to the program, it was an absolute nightmare. They almost didn't pull it off because they just, first of all, there wasn't enough
connectivity.
Places to put the staff.
You know, look at this. I just sent you a picture a little while ago of Air Force One landing over somebody in one of the just regular old neighborhoods of Cuba, you know, a bunch of shacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Landing, Air Force One landing over this neighborhood under the airport. And if you look at it, it pretty much tells you what their infrastructure is.
Oh, yeah, look at all those like shacks, the old cars.
Right, but look at all the telephone poles with the cables just running everywhere.
Yeah, right.
That's probably what they're. It's a 50-year-old infrastructure trying to get internet in there.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is it's only 2 hours and 20 minutes. Get on the plane in Washington at Andrews and fly down there. It's a really short hop. And the airport, just about able to take a 747. It's really, but.
Well,
yeah,
landed
that
big old thing.
Why don't we. That must be posted everywhere by now, I would have thought. But it'd be kind of cute. Too, and it's incredible. I'm looking at some of the tweets. Incredible photos, says Janet. Paul says, isn't it great? What a contrast. And that's what Richie is saying. Susan says, look at the poverty there. Socialism doesn't work. Yep, Paul writes, many parts of Arkansas look like that. maybe somebody said that. Looks like Bob says, looks like pictures of the last car Hillary Clinton actually drove. let's see here. Jonathan writes, it's like a steal from a sci-fi movie of the 50s. Remember that movie Havana that I think Redford was in? Robert Redford, I'm trying to remember who else was in it. That was a cool movie. Paul writes, that will or should go onto an historic picture album. James writes, he better watch out for cigars. Let's see. Scott says, whoever got that shot can take the rest of the day off and enjoy the Havana.
That's a great shot. It shows the poverty in Cuba with the president just flying in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Here's Phil who writes, thank you for legitimizing the brothers who keep these poor people in chains. No, they won't. The end is near for these guys, and they know it. So as Richie said, it's cash-in time for them and their family before they get booted out. Xander writes, socialism and capitalism captured in one great picture. Yep. Let's see here. Sam says, looks like L.A. It does, actually. There's some places in Compton that are pretty... Los Angeles is such an interesting...
I love Xander here. Xander's comments. Socialism and capitalism captured in one great picture.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, good day time is 16 after the hour. How to rejuvenate your skin without expensive surgery. Let's talk about this formula that uses the latest skin repair ingredients, producing amazing results. Diminishes wrinkles around your eyes, takes care of the puffiness, the water that collects under your eyes, the bags, that sort of thing. This is dramatic skin repair, working with essential vitamins and antioxidants to brighten and enhance the skin around your eyes. The advanced formula proven to smoothen and get rid of the bags, the puffiness, rejuvenate, repair the skin around your eyes. It just is smooth, smooth, smooth. It's much better than expensive creams. This product called GenuCell, coming from Apple Stem Cell Therapy. It smells a little bit like apple when you put it on. This treatment for bags and puffiness has been touted around the country and around the world. I have letters on top of letters. Here's Anne writing, I started using GenuCell after hearing about it on your program last year. Right away, I felt my skin tighten up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. No makeup. My normal routine is just GenuCell before I go to bed instead of layers of makeup the next morning. An amazing product. I do not go a day without it. So check it out. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. Works in 12 hours or your money back. You'll see the changes starting immediately, and then keep doing it 3 or 4 weeks into 3 or 4 months, and you'll never see those bags of puffiness again. It's worth it. You'll feel better about how you look, and therefore you'll feel better, just plain old better. 800-543-9262. Do something about it now while you're thinking about it. As a matter of fact, if you order now, the folks at Chamonix will double the amount of GenuCell you get. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. Puffiness, bags around your eyes, poof, gone. 800-543-9262.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Piedmont.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Not so much games. I watched Hollywood Game Night last night. Did you ever watch that
show?
Yeah, it's kind of good. Jane Lynch is quite good at that.
Yeah, no, she's very good.
The show feels good when you watch it. All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Speaking of television, time for us to go through the best of some of the TV programs from last Friday and over the weekend, starting with late night host James Corden joking about a new article that focuses on Ted Cruz.
Someone whose face has come under a lot of scrutiny lately is presidential candidate Ted Cruz. Writing in Psychology Today, a neurologist at George Washington University said that Ted Cruz's face is notably unsettling and exhibits atypical expressions, right? He looks like a 2-week-old balloon that was left at a party. I said the neurologist who conducted this study has said that he's never actually seen a conventional smile out of Ted Cruz. But to be fair, the neurologist who did this study was Ben Carson.
That's an interesting point. I don't think I have ever seen Ted Cruz smile. Everything is so bad.
You see his smile, it's just this uncomfortable...
It doesn't look like he means it.
Well, it's just a weird shape, so it doesn't come across as sincere.
You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Here's Steve Harvey joking with an audience member on his program last Friday what to do to stop getting sucked into arguments with her friend and her mother.
I'm extremely close with my best friend and her mom, and I always get stuck in between their arguments. They argue about stupid stuff, and they're constantly calling me on three-way, asking my opinions for who's right and who's wrong. But I'm not a counselor, and I have my own problems to deal with. So how do I get out of this mother and daughter war?
Y'all have a lot of little stuff be bothering y'all. Just walk off. Go home. Don't answer the phone. While they talking, just set it down. Do something else. Or better yet, what I do is I give stupid advice, then you won't ask me no more.
Yeah? Okay, Steve Harvey is doing a new Sunday night program called Little Big Shots. I don't know if you saw it or not. A lot of people did last night.
It's done
quite well in the first couple of weeks. This is him talking about one of the most difficult interviews he ever did, and it was with a 6-year-old choir conductor.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good? You're 6?
Uh-huh.
How much was those shoes?
Oh.
You don't work?
Nope.
made you wear a blue suit?
You.
Did you get it for Easter?
Nope.
Did you get it for Christmas?
Nope.
Did you get it for your birthday?
Nope.
Yep. Can you spell nope?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just, you know what you're doing to me, don't you? I'm supposed to be a professional interviewer, and you're making me look stupid. So, your tooth is missing. When did you lose your tooth?
I think while I was eating hard stuff.
That makes it work. It's hard in his expression.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it work, frankly. Some of it's a little contrived. All right, here's Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question about what to do with a neighbor who still has Christmas decorations up.
Today's St. Patrick's Day, and my neighbor still has her Christmas lights on. I'm talking full set of lights, blow up, Santa Claus, everything. It's getting ridiculous.
She plugs them in?
They're lit up every night.
Is she like an older woman, like the cat lady?
Nope, she's young. Should I confront her or just unplug it myself?
No one wins when you confront a neighbor, right? Because you're stuck living next to one another. However, the second you see her car roll out the driveway, I do more than unplug. Okay.
All right, so there you go. Some of the smiles that have been abundant. St. Patrick's Day, Gonzo, a brand new week. Springtime is with us here on Good Day.
Keep your shirt on. That's not always easy to do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In the 1800s, shirts were made out of much different material, which made it more difficult to move around in. So anytime an argument between two people began to get out of hand, a person would take off his shirt as a sign that he was ready to resort to physical fighting. By taking off their shirts, people back in the day basically gave themselves permission to lose control. Hence the origin of the advice, keep your shirt on. Although today's shirts are much more comfortable than they used to be, it doesn't change the fact that arguments still happen, emotions still run high, and things still get out of control. But the next time you feel your emotions are beginning to get the best of you, be mindful to keep your shirt on. In other words, step back and ask yourself if what you're about to lose control over is really worth it. Because although your anger will pass, you can't erase your actions. For help keeping your shirt on, visit drchristianconti.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
About today, you have an edge on your neighbors because you're listening to the Focus on What's Going On, courtesy of the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me. Rich McFadden is along.
Hello.
My friend is here to help out. Jennifer Horn, another great friend, is not enjoying life too much at the moment, but we wish you well.
Face down on the couch for the next couple of days,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, got to fix that up. All right, so let's see what's happening here. Winter Storm Regis bringing icy flurries. 8 inches of snow on the East Coast, some places. You didn't get much of anything there.
We got some flurries. It was chilly here, but really no snow.
All right, so this is a storm that has long tentacles concentrated in the Appalachian Mountains and all the way up to Cape Cod. So let's see here. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, just a light dusting. And the situation will change during the day. Today I'm getting on a plane in a few hours to go back to the East Coast. By the time I get there, it'll be back to, well, it'll be normal enough. It's, listen, first day of spring is just like the last day of winter, in a manner of speaking. By the way, the last winter, the warmest winter on record. The records go back to the 1880s. Yeah. So
it was weird. I mean, December was really warm.
Yeah.
And November was like spring.
Yep.
And then January and February, boom, cold. And then here it is, done again.
Done again. Okay, let's see what's going on with you're watching the NCAA tournament, second weekend.
Just working on my brackets here.
So where are they? How are you doing? And what's the status of the Wildcats, for example?
Pretty much everybody's lower right-hand corner of their bracket just got blown out when Michigan got beat by Middle Tennessee. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who ever heard of Middle Tennessee? That's their claim to fame now, is that they knock out the number one seed. So my left side of my bracket's going. So you got Kansas, Maryland meeting up, and then Miami, Villanova, Oregon, and Duke, Texas A&M. And then on the right side over there, where everything is kind of all blown up, you got Texas A&M, Oklahoma, University of North Carolina, Indiana, Notre Dame, go Irish, Wisconsin,
go Irish.
And Virginia, Iowa State, and Gonzaga, Syracuse.
Gonzaga's University.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a wild weekend. I was in a bar with a couple of friends.
I wondered how much time you spent.
Went Friday, watched the Maryland game at a little microbrew.
What does your wife think when you go to watch the game?
Have a good time. See you in a few hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So were there any women at all in this bar?
Yes. Yeah, sure. There was no. I mean,
by themselves or with their men? Or their friends, women.
I'm trying to remember if there were any single groups of ladies, and I don't. And they were mostly, it was mixed tables. I don't know whether it was their men or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
The way I said it, their men.
It was pretty crowded. And then, I mean, it's a big, big, big weekend for sports bars, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first really full weekend of baseball as they get ready for the season opener in 2 weeks.
Friday night when I got home around 8 o'clock from watching the Maryland game.
Yeah.
My wife and I watched games all Friday night.
Did you?
She gets into it.
She likes basketball?
She likes the competitive. It's really.
Okay, here's what it really is. Let me tell you what it is. It's when you, the women who like to go football, baseball, it's not necessarily, it's
be
football
careful.
More and basketball. They love to watch these guys with their muscles bulging out of those tight pants. And yeah, they do. Hey, come on. You know, that's the case. So anyway, it was
a good time. I was very surprised. My wife was very into, oh my God, look at number 12 beat number 4. And she was really interested.
She knew
she knew what the seating,
where they were on the boards. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she asked a lot of questions about it and she knew what the seating was. And
good.
And so she was really excited to see the upsets and these little schools come and beat the big schools. And
all right. So speaking of excitement, the Hulkster. You've probably heard by now, won his lawsuit against Gawker. If you didn't know the story, Gawker was a website that published a series of videos of him having sex with the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge. Now, Bubba the Love Sponge is a radio personality named Todd Klemm. He has a show in Florida, and I think he has 4 or 5 stations that carry him in a sort of syndicated fashion. He said that he wasn't aware of being taped, and when he found the tape was released, his whole world went upside down. The taping occurred before he and his ex-wife divorced. He sued for invasion of privacy. It was like an episode of The Good Wife, or it's Law and Order, because those are different kinds of criminals. But The Good Wife.
It's like an episode of Jerry Springer is what it is.
Well, maybe that's what it is, yeah. The woman's name is Heather Cole. I actually have never seen the tape. Have you?
I have not.
They do nothing for me. She didn't know who leaked the video to Gawker. Nobody seemed to be able to figure that one out.
There was 3 people in the room. It can't be too hard to figure out.
Right. Gawker's position was that Hulk filed a lawsuit in an effort to get lots of money. And guess what? He did. Or maybe let's just back up a little bit here. He was awarded $115
million. $15 million more than what he was suing for.
Right, exactly. So there'll be some tempering of that probably and some sort of
appeal,
that sort of thing. But the outrage here is that the lawyers will get 35% of whatever. Let's say he gets $100 million. So the lawyers will get 35 million.
40% on this one.
Lawyers are at 40?
At 40, yeah.
Okay. And then the federal government will come after him before he is able to fly away. They'll take 30% of it, so that's $35 million. So he may, and the headline reads, Hulk awarded $115 million. But what he actually will get, even if it was the entire $115, if it wasn't appealed, he's only going to get $30 million of it. Now, you say, okay, that's too bad, $30 million. I'll take it, you'll take it, we'll all take it. I don't tell you that because I want you to feel badly for Hulk. What I want you to do is understand how the system works. Lawyers and taxes, it's kind of the same thing, not as if you were playing, well, it's the same terms. Taxes if you win the lottery, 30% of it right to the government.
Yep.
And then do you start asking yourself, what do they do with the money? Who doesn't? That's my question all the time. What are they doing with that money?
And here's an even another outrageous aspect of being taxed. So let's say that he gets the 115, right?
Yep.
He gets taxed, and then the lawyer gets 40% of that.
Yep.
He even gets taxed on what he has to pay the lawyer.
Ah, nice. There you go.
He believed it. So apparently,
I would have thought it was a deductible expense. As part of his business, he became famous. I bet a good lawyer could make a case. This is a business award. It affected his ability to make money. It kind of the same sort of thing as Aaron Andrews went through in reverse.
Well, and she's going to have to pay taxes, too.
Yeah.
The only time you don't have to pay taxes on legal winnings, on court winnings, is when it's for physical injuries or physical sickness.
Really?
Under Section 104 of the tax code, they are tax-free.
Lawyer McFadden.
So, well, I just think it's interesting because here, watch this. People who sue for PTSD have to pay taxes.
Wow.
Because it's not considered a physical ailment.
This is what an outrage that is. That is outrageous. All right, so Gawker lost big time.
That can shut them down. That's a game changer.
Yeah,
for Gawker.
I think they're pretty much, yes, exactly. Missing star. And the jury trial went so badly for Gawker that they really didn't have. It went very quickly, I think, as far as going into the jury room.
Yes, 6 hours.
Yeah, that was it. So let's see. Hogan had $55 million in economic damages, $60 million in non-economic damages. I'm making a case for this being about his business. He ought to be able to deduct the legal fees from this.
That for me, the fact that you have to pay almost 30% taxes on legal winnings, the fact that you are taxed on what you have to pay your lawyer, and the fact that if you have PTSD, you cannot sue and tax-free winnings.
Gawker attorneys pointed out that Hogan cracked jokes about the sex tape when he was on Howard Stern's program. And then on Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, he discussed his sex life in detail, making it fair game for reporters. That's what the people at Gawker said. So whether this is me, there are a lot of radio people and TV people who sue, and this may have some implication, positive implications, if you will, for people who feel like they've been wronged by an outfit like Gawker. It's a new world because the social media aspects of this are different from, or at least that's the way the law seems to be looking at it, different than some of the considerations that used to be prominent before. And actually, it all started when Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer. That's when this changed, because before that, most people who would sue any kind of media outlet wouldn't win anything because they were public figures. Carson found it was invasion of privacy, and he got, I don't know, $25-30 million out of National Enquirer. And I think Ed McMahon sued them for something too and got some hefty cash out of them. But because their circulation is so broad, they look at it differently than Gawker does. Gawker isn't financially that strong, not that well known, but the Enquirer, huge revenue. It still is, by the way, whether you know this or not, the National Enquirer is still the number one newspaper in terms of distribution and readership in the country. More than USA Today, more than the Wall Street Journal, more than the New York Times, more than the Washington Post. The National Enquirer is something that really has to be dealt with in terms of there. You should see their offices in Palm Beach, Richie. They're huge.
I bet.
And they hire the best reporters, pay them the most money, so they can get the dirt and have it back up.
Have it be the only real reporters left.
Right. And by the way, the reason they have such good reporters is because of the awards that were before, when they didn't do as good a job at faffing out the story, when they could be criticized and they could, they lose. So now they pay a lot of money to have good reporters who do the work before the stories are actually published, and so they're not as vulnerable. So now people go after these outfits like Gawker and win big awards. Very interesting how the world has turned. 45 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
It's a disturbing trend that affects each and every one of us. Whether you drive, bike, or walk, no one is safe from a distracted driver. More than 38,000 roadway fatalities occurred just last year, the highest since 2008. That's got driving safety advocates like Allstate revving things up, bringing their innovative Reality Rides driving simulator to 20 cities across the country. Allstate's Executive Vice President of Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We've been very passionate about this issue for the last 10 years. We are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
Participants sit in the high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. And participant feedback shows it's working. Allstate agency owner Mary Martinez.
67% of those surveyed on previous tours indicated that they learned more about distracted driving. And 59% of those who participated in the simulator said that they will never text and drive again.
To see where Allstate's Reality Rides tour is stopping next, go to facebook.com/xthetext.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
Hi, it's nationwide around the world, actually, the Good Day program, 48 after the hour. I would not normally talk about terrorism and the story behind whoever it is that gets involved in terrorism. Remember the Paris terror attack?
Yeah, they found that dirtbag.
Yeah, he said he was planning fresh attacks on Brussels when he was caught. The reason I'm sort of focused on this is that he announced over the weekend he was going to sue the French government and the prosecutor for revealing to the public that he backed out of blowing himself up. Think about that for a minute.
Well, he's trying to fight extradition.
Of course he is. Salah Abdeslam, charging over the weekend.
Mr. Slami to you.
Mr. Slami, thank you. After being captured by police commanders, he was in Belgium. There's a picture of him that shows the dramatic moment the suspect was dragged from his safe house in Brussels. It's pretty telling. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. We could get it and post it on our Facebook page, Richie, probably. French authorities said that he'd formed a new network of terrorists. He was going to use heavier weapons this time for the strike in Belgium. Now, who wants to strike in Belgium? They're pretty much neutral. They don't do anything to bother anybody. This shows you how crazy these people are. French, I can understand how they would be angry. This guy was supposed to be the fourth suicide bomber. His lawyer has now claimed he plans to take legal action because of what the prosecutor said in public.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, violation of his right to confidentiality.
Yeah.
Man, some of these people got a lot of balsam, haven't they?
Yeah.
Bunga bunga.
Say goodbye to your rights, brother.
I'm saying goodbye to the...
Say hello to Gitmo.
Fuck, yeah, okay. Hello. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
At the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Happy to present to you Greg Stebbin, who's the, the entertainment editor. I suppose there's a certain amount of entertainment in Twitter. As a matter of fact, well, there's lots of it, depending on how you look at it. That's how Hulk Hogan got his $115 million, because a gawker, which is basically a product of the Internet, right, Greg?
I don't know about the Hulk Hogan part, but
Gawker is what?
Well, how would you describe Gawker?
Well, the Hulk Hogan part is definitely a product of the Internet. Where would they have posted it without the Internet?
Yeah. Well, I meant the money part. I can't attest to that. But he would not be the only one that has used the Internet to make a ton of money or gain a lot of power. In fact, I can think of one presidential candidate in particular who probably would not be where he is today without some brilliant use of Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Leave that to your imagination as to who you think Greg's referring to, folks. Here's a quote from Instagram. I'm beginning a new journey. It's the Pope introducing his new account on Instagram, announcing he did not give up social media for Lent. It's hashtag blessed.
There you go.
Figure that one out. That's really
so. Was blessing Instagram? Was that the point, or
maybe just blessing the beasts and children using Instagram?
Yes. It is amazing how powerful social media and Twitter, frankly, in particular, have become. Which is ironic because Twitter is not a particularly successful company from a profit point of view.
Yet there are a lot of people celebrating Twitter turning 10 today.
Yes.
On the Today Show, Matt Lauer talked to the CEO, Jack Dorsey, about the biggest change for Twitter in the past 10 years.
And he said?
Well, we're working on that, it seems.
Which one is that, Doug?
That would be 322, Ridgie.
Gotcha.
Well, it's probably on Twitter.
March 2006, you sent the first tweet ever. Now there's something like 320 million active users on Twitter. I think you have 3.4 million followers personally. Other than sheer numbers, what's the biggest change from then to now on Twitter?
I think just how people use the service. It is the easiest way to see what's happening in the world right now, live. And it breaks news for so many people. A lot of people just use it to see what's breaking and what's new in the world.
It's grown up. Has it grown up to be a great kid, or at times can it be a bratty kid?
It's grown up to be a great kid, but it really reflects what's happening right now and what people want to talk about with it.
Isn't that neat? That's cool. Speaking of Twitter, this story went viral at the end of the weekend. Terry Martin from the New York Daily News reported on the story of a sad grandfather who invited his six grandchildren over for burgers and only one showed up.
Grandpa was supposed to have dinner with his grandchildren until all but one stood him up. That grandchild, Kelsey Harmon, a college student from Oklahoma, tweeted a photo of her grandfather looking disappointed, and it went viral. Twitter users responded, saying it made them miss their own grandparents. The tweet got more than 82,000 retweets and 137,000 likes since it was published Wednesday evening. After the tweet went viral, some people harassed the other five grandkids who didn't show up. One of the grandkids was Brock Harmon, who eventually showed up to dinner and tweeted his own photo of Papa at the dinner table. Harmon wrote, "Papa said he forgives me." However, the death threats did not stop. Kelsey eventually had to tweet that everything was okay and told people to stop sending her cousin's messages.
Can you imagine death threats from people?
Yes.
I look at this. Listen to some of the stuff that was sent to me. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter, good day. Andrew writes, "Papa deserves better grandchildren." Nelson says, "Having a living Papa is a blessing, so you make the most of how much time is left." Tyler writes, "Papa, invite me anytime. I'll bring pie." Ray writes, "I'll give anything to have a burger with one of my grandpas. They've been gone a long time." Doreen, "I bet you $20 Papa is going to end up on the Ellen Show." Ben says, "Papa belongs to the internet now, basically. He's my Papa, your Papa, everybody's Papa." Kelsey writes, "Papa's okay, guys. I promise he loves all the grandchildren equally. Please stop sending my cousin death threats." That's the one she was talking about. All right, so what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, this is the power of social media. A small and probably pretty frequent family event with many families ends up becoming an event that the whole world talks about. It actually has the potential, for good or bad, of turning any of us into an instant celebrity. And that's been great for some people, but it's also, it's ruined some people's lives. They've posted a picture that was misinterpreted, or they've said something that they really shouldn't, and it's destroyed them. It's a very, very powerful thing.
Yeah. Keep your clothes on, folks. That's the best thing. And keep your thoughts to yourself, and then nobody's going to chase you around. Greg Stebbin from...
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...